America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the tailgate. I am Paul Papp, 670 The Score. It is great to be back on with you. We will be live every Saturday morning going forward until a week after the Super Bowl. We have a huge football weekend ahead. The first third of the NFL season is done. College football season is getting really saucy. Coming up in 20 minutes on the tailgate, my old teammate from the Dan Patrick Show, Andrew Perloff, will join me, chop up some NFL, and 5 minutes from now, joined by Chicago Bears linebacker. He's a local Lake Zurich guy, Jack Sanborn. He's a local Lake Zurich, went to Wisconsin, tough player. He's going to get you ready for Bears versus Commanders. That's very cool. No Bears game last weekend. Now, it was a bye week, which I know people like bye weeks, especially when the team's doing well. I kind of wish the Bears didn't have a bye week. They were rolling. Momentum was going. Coming back from London, that awesome win against Jacksonville early morning, that win against Jackson was so much fun. You know, your team goes to London, they whip up on the Jaguars, and then you got the rest of the day to watch pro football. That's like a hall pass, man. It was a true week off for the Bears. It was a week off from everything. Criticism. If you listen to The Score the past week or the past week and a half, there was almost no criticism of the Bears. I don't know where you're going to criticize. Everything was going well. The team's 4-2. You got to feel good. Zero issues. When does that happen? And if you look at like a month ago, you couldn't picture it. But on Sunday, Bears at Washington Commanders, CBS flexed this game to 3:25 Chicago time. That's a big deal. When they flex a game, that's because they want to show it on a national showcase. National eyeballs on this one. Washington looking like a solid team, definitely better than last year. We have the permanent storyline going forward of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Whenever quarterbacks are taken 1-2 in the draft, that ties them together forever. It's Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf. Hopefully there's not a Ryan Leaf in this situation. Leaf's a buddy of mine. I can make that joke. And so on. But as of right now, Jaden Daniels is iffy. You know, the rib injury, it's been very slow. Not a lot of news out there. I don't think he's practiced all week. It could be a game time decision. And it's a really tough situation. If as a Bears fan, I'm thinking to myself, oh, it's a break because you might get Marcus Mariota. I don't know if that's necessarily true. Yeah, Marcus Mariota is a veteran. He played really well last week filling in for Jaden Daniels. And I may, and this may be a counter argument here, I think if I'm a Bears fan or maybe in the Bears defense, I might want to face a rookie with injured ribs who hasn't practiced all week. Even though he's Jaden Daniels, that could be a recipe for a Bears win. You know, if you think about it about a month ago, I mean, I can remember listening to The Score, reading the Sun Times 5-6 weeks ago, fire everyone. There's no offense. And now it just feels like the polar opposite. You know, if I told you in mid-September, the Bears would be 4-2 going to a bye week and be issue free, you'd have said, like, I can't see it. I can't picture it right now. Now, I do not want to be a buzzkill here, but I'm going to buzzkill. I'm going to be a brake pumper, not a buzzkill. The wins so far for the Bears, Titans, Rams, Jaguars, Panthers. That's not exactly the 70 Steelers in that mix. The Rams were down. The Titans were average. The Panthers stink. The Jaguars stink-ish. But the next four games for the Bears, at Washington, at Arizona, home against New England, home against Green Bay. I think those are tougher games, those four games. Not a lot tougher, but tougher. And then there's the home stretch. You know, preseason on The Score, I said Bears would be 6-2 after eight games, and that would be fantastic. But if you look where we are, the Bears are 11 points away, 11, 12 points away from being 6-0 right now. The loss against Houston, they had the ball with a minute and a half left on September 15th. Then the game that still bothers me is the game against Indianapolis. 21-16 loss in a game that should have been no problem. But, you know, there's a lot more to go. We got college football coming up. We'll talk more Bears. Jack Sanborn's going to join us in about 2 minutes. But don't forget, before Chicago takes on Washington, tune in tomorrow from 12 to 3 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelius. I used to go to the Aurelius in Homewood. It's the best. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and they get you set for the game. Right after the game, Mully, Olin, and Manley will have the instant reactions on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse, Chicago. Tempur-Tep decking and railing, all of it heard here on Chicago's Score. 670 and the Odyssey app. Here he is, the big man, joining us now on the tailgate with Paul Papps. I'm your host, 670 The Score. He's a local, a Lake Zurich guy, a Wisconsin guy, Mr. Midwest. He's Chicago Bears linebacker Jack Sanborn. Jack, you know, I know people think when a NFL player has a bye week, it's, hey, let's go down to Cabo for a few days. Is it a true vacation where you get a couple days off, or is it more like you're back in a facility, getting treatment, lifting, getting ready for the next game?
I mean, you're obviously still in season, and especially in the middle of the year, whether you're banged up or not, you're kind of focusing on the recovery aspect of the week and really getting ready for a big stretch of games coming up where you don't really have that break anymore. So I think you're kind of getting the body ready for that, whether it be working out, maybe light running, stuff like that in the facility. But at the same time, I think you got to kind of get away from it and mentally kind of reset and going into then coming back into the next week. So for example, like I was here for the most of the week and then took a little day a couple days and went to Texas. So that's kind of how I spent my bye week. Just was doing stuff around the facility around here most of the week, and then but also have a couple days to get away from it all.
I want to go back to London. You know, you had the great win against the Jaguars. You come home from London. I was in the mode where I don't know if you felt the same way. As much as you want a week off, your team felt like they had a lot of momentum. Did you a little bit as a football player think, I kind of wish we had a game next week?
I mean, I think you're always thinking of that, especially when you're getting into the week where you don't have anything going on. I mean, we're since early July, you're in this facility every day, basically every day, you know, getting ready to win a game and getting ready to kind of accomplish all your goals and, you know, focus on improving. So then have a week just completely off in the middle. It's just a different, you're not in that mode. So I think for guys, yeah, you kind of get that little itch almost like, oh dang, like it's kind of weird. But I think everyone appreciates the time off and understands it.
When you look back at September, you know, fans react a certain way. When you have a couple games, like the Colts game wasn't pretty, we all know. And some things in September didn't go as well as planned, but it feels fantastic now. Everyone's in a great mood now. Do you look at the September first season, even though you're only a couple years into your pro career, but do you look at September as getting to know each other defensively, offensively, and not put too much stock into results from September?
I mean, that's tough because obviously, I mean, you go into each year with relatively, I mean, everybody starts at 0-0 and everybody's a new team for the most part. Obviously, you have guys that come back from year to year, but at the same time, you add pieces. At the same time, you know, people leave. So you're kind of adjusting to everyone and kind of getting in the groove of playing winning football. But at the same time, I think last year especially, it taught us just how important September games are. Because, I mean, if you dig yourself a hole, yeah, it's tough to come out towards the end of the year. So, I mean, you got to take advantage of every opportunity you got. And, you know, every team is kind of in the same boat of learning a new offense or learning certain things on defense. But that's what makes football so great, is you got to continue to improve over the 18 weeks that you got.
All right, tomorrow afternoon, you got the Commanders. As of right now, we don't know if it's Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota starting at quarterback. But as a defender, do you prepare for a quarterback or do you prepare for an offensive system?
I mean, you prepare for both. And there are definitely certain things that, you know, certain quarterbacks can do better than others, or certain things that maybe Daniels is better than Mariota. But at the same time, I mean, they're both good quarterbacks, and they can both run that scheme that Kingsbury is trying to run. I mean, you saw it last week against Carolina when Mariota came in like the first quarter.
Didn't miss a beat.
No, and I mean, they're still running a lot of their same offense. He's running the ball a lot. So we don't expect much to change whether who's in, but yeah.
When was the last time you broke the defensive huddle, this year, last year, and you looked at the formation of whatever offense, and you don't even have to tell me what team it was or what play, and you said to yourself, oh, I know what they're running here. I know, like a almost like a tipping their pitches where you said, I know the play that's coming. Has that happened before?
Yeah, it's happened before. And I think that's just credit to kind of everyone in this building, especially on the defensive side, the coaches, and then also the guys, though, and the players just being on top of everything and understanding how teams are trying to attack us and how teams are.
But see, like if I were out there and I knew what like the Commanders were doing, I'd be like, they're going to run it over here. You got to almost keep cool and let the play out, correct?
I guess. I mean, you're never 100% certain. So you can bank on one thing happening, but then you always got to be prepared for.
So you're saying what my plan wouldn't be good if I said, hey guys, they're running left. That's not what you want to do.
I mean, then they can maybe check out of it, but sometimes that can help very well.
As a linebacker, the new rules protecting the quarterback, you know, we see some quarterbacks, they either do a fake slide. Now you can't do that, or they start to run out of bounds. When you're chasing down a quarterback, how tough is it as a linebacker and even tackle them in the pocket to know how far you can go with a hit near the sidelines or you land on them? How much does that mess with your game sometimes as a rush linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's kind of constantly changing throughout the league, and just, you know, how they're trying to protect quarterbacks, and you completely understand it even as a defensive guy. And obviously, you know, it gets interesting on the sidelines and things like that, rough in the passer, inside the pocket. For slides and that, I feel like we've typically all been used to that, just growing up and even in college and things like that. But I mean, I feel like now the big thing is on the sidelines and especially in the pocket, rough in the passer, that you just got to adjust as a defense, and you got to just understand that quarterbacks are different players out there with the ball in their hand than everyone else on the field.
Bears linebacker Jack Sanborn joining the Tailgate 670 The Score. I'm Paul Papps, your host. When you've got a day off or a night off and either the Packers, the Lions, or the Vikings are on national TV, and you peek at that game, sit and watch a little bit, are you watching just as a fan, casual, pop it on the remote, or do you kind of take mental notes?
No, I think you're always taking mental notes. I mean, whether just being in the game and kind of looking at these teams and things like that, I feel like you're always looking at what they're running a little bit. You try to watch it as a casual fan too, but you're always picking up little things that maybe they're doing. And then also, you know, I just like to watch linebacker play and watch the linebackers play. So,
who's your favorite linebacker growing up?
Favorite linebacker growing up? Yeah. I mean, Brian Urlacher growing in the area. But
love
Patrick Willis, love Luke Kuechly. Growing up, those three.
Did you have an Urlacher jersey as a kid?
I did not.
See, now, if you run into him at the facility, are you going to be cool? Or do you do like I know you can't do the jersey swap because he's not in the league anymore. You got to do a move, wouldn't you, if you saw the Urlacher?
I've met him once before and I did not do a move. But
I may be the middleman. I'll make it all. Help you out. All right, Jack, before we get you out of here, I know you got to get ready for the Commanders. We do a little thing called three and out. Three off the base questions. You tell me what you think. All right, being from the area, the Chicagoland area, how tough is it for you to deal with all the ticket requests?
It's tough at times. I think my biggest one was honestly London. Luckily for me, my mom handles most of that, so it's not as much on my plate, but yeah, surprisingly, I think London was like the big one where
that's
I had
pretty
to get
good.
Extras. I mean, people wanted to get out there, I guess.
You went to Wisconsin. I've been to a Wisconsin game. I actually saw Wisconsin-Nebraska about a decade ago when Russell Wilson whipped up on Nebraska. When they're doing jump around, the fans, end of the third quarter, and it's getting loud, can you feel the ground shake at the sidelines?
No, I mean, I've never felt the actual ground shake like that.
Because the stands are shaking.
Huh?
The stands are shaking.
Oh yeah, stands. I've heard the press box and everything that shakes, but no, I've never felt an earthquake from it.
It's pretty great. If you've never been there, you saw it in person many times.
Oh yeah. The best one ever was the year first game back after COVID playing Penn State, and that was like, whoa.
Everyone was back in the building. All right, I'm going to give you a bonus one. The NFL running back, when you hit him, you said, "Oh, that guy's different." either squirmy, either powerful, or just like, wow, he could lay a lick.
I mean, that's tough. There are a lot of guns. Honestly, like, and I haven't played some of like the best even that people talk about, but honestly, I'm excited about this week because Eckler is one of those guys that's tough to tackle and brings a pop. And I think even last year when we were in LA playing him.
Low to the ground guy.
Low to the ground, a lot of power. And yeah, it's going to try to run through you and can really lower that shoulder. So definitely a matchup we're looking forward to.
All right, this show is called The Tailgate. We talk a lot of food, almost too much about food on this show. Have you ever seen a teammate eat at halftime?
Yeah.
Like a not a meal, not like a sandwich. What do they eat?
Oh, okay. Well, like a full, like a 3-course meal? No,
no, not like a steak and baked potatoes, but like what do you eat at halftime? What have you seen guys eat at halftime?
Uncrustables, bananas, oranges, like a little applesauce, anything with carbs, anything high carb, but low, like low density food.
I did see a poll recently that Uncrustables are the one seed of snacks for both NBA players and NFL players around game time or around practice.
They're around a lot. You see them everywhere. Easy.
Right, last thing, we got to get you out of here. The Bears will make the playoffs if
continue to play good ball.
There it is.
Get better each week.
Nice and simple. I know you got to go. Good luck against Commanders. I hope you had fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
That was a lot of fun having Jack Sanborn of the Bears on the show. He went to Wisconsin. If you've never been to a Wisconsin home game, they're legit. Third quarter, the fans do Jump Around, the old song. You remember that song? And it's a good time, Wisconsin games. And the tailgate, Wisconsin, the show knows tailgates. Wisconsin knows how to tailgate. All right, let's talk a little NFC North. Right now, the NFC North is a very interesting division. Probably one of the more talked about divisions in all of football. Lions are 5-1. Vikings are 5-2, but just lost two in a row and lost an offensive tackle. It's dipping down a little bit for the Vikings. The Green Bay Packers are 5-2, and Jordan Love is playing a little better. They won 3 in a row. And the Bears are 4-2. The math says that 3 teams can make the playoffs. I guess there's math that says they can all make it. It doesn't happen. I looked at it. I'm not a math guy. C student from Southern Illinois. I'm not going to figure that one out. But I'm pretty sure 3 teams are going to make the playoffs. If you're a Bears fan right now and you look what happened to the Vikings the past few games, you're like, okay, they may be more vulnerable even though they started the season really great. All right, you ready to level up your NFL gear, Chicago? Homage has the softest throwback apparel for Bears fans and beyond. Rep your favorite teams, players, moments. Hand-drawn, cozy designs, vintage-inspired designs. Chicago is the number one seller on Homage this year. That's great. In fact, Bears fans, go to homage.com right now and use Tailgate for 15% off your first order. Some exclusions apply. That's HOMAGE.com. Real quick, the NFL games this weekend. Eagles, Bengals, big for both teams, as they say. Ravens, Browns. Ravens are a mess. Ravens should take care of that one. Titans at Lions. That should not be a game. That's one of those wonky games that probably is tied at halftime, but the Lions will outshoot them. Cardinals at Dolphins. Tua is back. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Jets at Patriots. Last call for the Jets. You're 2-5. You're facing a rookie quarterback in Drake May. If you don't get it done, that's game. Falcons, Buccaneers. Little slip up for the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield last weekend, but the Falcons or Buccaneers, someone has to win that division. Packers, Jaguars, Colts, Texans, Saints, Chargers. Bills Seahawks is a nice one. Seahawks are on top of the division, but the Rams are closing. Panthers, Broncos, that's no fun. No one's watching that. Chiefs at Raiders. The Raiders beat the Chiefs on Christmas Day last year. And then, of course, Bears, Commanders, 325 on CBS. And the Sunday night game, Cowboys at 49ers. Very injured 49ers team. All right, coming up next, let's hit some college football. I love college football. And we'll do some NFL with my buddy Andrew Perloff, my old partner from the Dan Patrick Show. Now he's on Maggie and Perloff on Infinity Sports Network. He'll chop up some NFL. This is The Tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the Tailgate 670 The Score. I am Paul Pabst. A beautiful weekend in Chicago, a football weekend. Very cool to have Jack Sanborn on the show. Thanks to the Bears for that. Let's get to college football because we're getting in the prime of the season. College football last weekend, a wild weekend. Tennessee takes down Alabama. Things are dicey down there at Alabama, and they cannot afford another loss. Georgia rolls Texas. That was supposed to be game of the weekend, and Texas did not show up big time. Miami's still undefeated. The Miami Hurricanes have a lot of close games with Cam Ward, but everyone loves them. They love Cam Ward as a Heisman candidate. Same for Oregon. Oregon's undefeated, doing very well. Notre Dame handled Georgia Tech last week. No problem there for the Irish. Indiana, at this juncture of the season, is still undefeated. And College Game Day is going to Bloomington today. They're at Bloomington as we speak. That's a big deal. When you get College Game Day there, you know you've arrived-ish. Rourke, the quarterback for Indiana, is out. They got a big game against Washington. That's a serious game for Indiana. Real quick on Indiana. They can win all of their games and lose to Ohio State and still get into playoffs, I think. They cannot afford a slip-up. You will not get dinged that much if you put up a good fight against Ohio State later in the season. But the big one for me is the Fighting Illini. University of Illinois is undefeated. They handled Michigan and Champaign. If you watch that game, it wasn't a lucky win. It wasn't a fluke. They took care of Michigan. That was fantastic. People were loving that in Champaign. Bet your Camps was out of hand. Love the throwback uniform. Some people didn't like them, but the like leather look helmets and the 1920s Red Grange look. You got to respect the effort. If you don't like it, maybe you're not old school, but Illinois football, more importantly than the uniforms, Illinois is at Oregon this weekend. And number one, Oregon. This is the biggest game for Illinois football in I'm not sure how long. That's how long. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. If they can somehow take down number one, Oregon, it changes their entire season. They'll be right on track to be in a playoff spot. You know, in the old four-team playoffs, Illinois didn't have a shot. I mean, Illinois football nationally is not very favorably looked upon. They're kind of like this middle of the road, middling team that doesn't really step up and do things. They don't have 10 win seasons that often. You beat Oregon, people are going to talk about you. You get a lot of national attention. Other games today coming up in a little bit, and I'm going to this one, Notre Dame versus Navy at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. This is huge for Navy. We talked about it last week, a couple weeks ago on the tailgate. Army and Navy both undefeated. They both faced Notre Dame in a neutral site. Huge for Navy. Notre Dame's looking great, but keep an eye on that one. As we said before, Washington's at number seven, Indiana today. Texas at Vandy. If I told you 2 months ago Texas at Vandy would be a great game, you probably would have said no dice, but Vandy is bringing it this year. LSU versus A&M today. That's a great day of college football. I can't wait. Love some college. Keep an eye on the Illini. Plan your schedule because if they pull off this upset against Oregon, you want to make sure you are watching. Let's bring in our next guest. Joining us now on the tailgate, 670 The Score, longtime friend, former coworker. He's the co-host of Maggie and Perloff on Infinity Sports Network, and he's not Maggie. He's Andrew Perloff, the Pearl. Welcome to the Chicago Airwaves, Pearl. Let's get right to it. You host a national show. What is the national view of the Chicago Bears right now.
Got to tell you, Paul, early in the season, there were some calls saying, I told you Caleb Williams wasn't going to be that good.
Right.
I swear. And I haven't heard peep about that in 3 or 4 weeks, although it still is sort of a Jaden Daniels world. He gets more positive press in our world. Caleb, there's still a little bit of wait and see. Obviously, the London game was fantastic. It does feel like there's still people aren't sold that he could beat a good team. I would say that's a national narrative.
You know, they could both be great. You know, if you look at these two guys and see their futures, they're on teams that are putting them in a pretty decent position to win early. When you analyze them as quarterbacks, are there more similarities or differences?
You know, it's funny. It seems like to me, Jaden Daniels is better in his A game. I'm just going to which seems great so far. But I am so convinced that he's going to get hurt just because he exposes that tall, long body to hits. Caleb just seems like a more solid physical specimen to me. And I know that's not really about style of play. I feel like in the pros so far, Caleb's actually been a little bit more conservative. Jaden is like ready to go, throw the ball 50 yards downfield like Aaron Rodgers on the run. He is just raring. So I feel like if it wasn't for the health injury, I'd actually go slightly bigger upside with Jaden Daniels. And Paul, I had a tweet last year during LSU Ole Miss. I'm like, Jaden Daniels is unstoppable. I don't know why he's not in the conversation as a top quarterback. I've been a real fan. It feels like every time he drops back, it's a 20-yard gain going back to LSU.
Yeah, if you go back to ASU, he got bigger. He went to LSU, he got better. He runs like the wind. And he does have a really nice touch on both the short pass and deep pass. The one thing I do think is in Caleb's benefit for longevity is that Caleb is a scrambler, not a runner. He really fights not to run. Where Jaden Daniels, it's got to be tough. It's like, I'm not comparing to Cam Newton because they're different physically, but one of the things that makes him so threatening is their running ability.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I think if you wanted to let's do a player comp. I think Jaden is obviously closer to Lamar Jackson and Caleb is closer to Aaron Rodgers. Is that fair to say? I know Aaron Rodgers was Caleb's hero. But I do think that Jaden is a more traditional passer than Lamar Jackson. Lamar, as far as passing yards and efficiency, has taken a while to get there. Jaden was ready to throw for 4,500 yards. Good to go. But Caleb, however, with all the spins and the way he can sort of throw the intermediate pass on the run, is very Rodgers-like.
Pearl, let's get to the NFC North. You got a lot of Bears fans listening here.
Yeah.
If the Bears, I would say, I think the Lions are the class of the entire NFC, and I can't really see even Aiden Hutchinson taking them down, the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. How do you look at the NFC hierarchy?
Yeah, I think it's 1-2, and it's actually 1A, 1B. Lions, 1A. 1B Green Bay Packers. You have to admit, like, you're not sure what's going to happen when they get together. Because I actually picked the Packers for the Super Bowl, and I was deciding between the Lions and the Packers. Because last year in the playoffs, like, the Packers looked like they were ready to go. Jordan Love, obviously, is fantastic.
So you're a Jordan Love lover, not a liker.
No, I – yes. I am a Jordan lover. I love what's going on with Josh Jacobs, too. He feels like he is super dangerous.
Yep.
The Lions, however, have been the most impressive team to me so far. And the funny thing is, I think the Vikings and the Bears look really good. I don't think they're in the same class.
Yeah, it seems like they are all going to grind each other up in the back half of the season with the schedule. Do you think Jared Goff, I'm making the case that if they win 13, maybe 14 games, and he throws for 4,533 touchdowns, why not consider him for the MVP?
No, you make a great case. But let me ask you a question. When I say, who's the best player on the Detroit Lions offense, what's your answer?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
He is the – it's like, Paulie, I keep saying it's like the 80s Oklahoma running back that you and I love so much all over again. I haven't felt this way since Barry Sanders and Billy Sims.
Yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs reminds me of maybe a little more athletic version of Marshall Faulk, where it's like more fluid, more outside the tackles, and there's nothing you can't do. There was a play the other day, and I can't remember who scored the touchdown for Detroit. But Jahmyr Gibbs came back and hit a block that sprung him for a long touchdown. The guy does everything. And they even have David Montgomery, who's a great meat and potatoes back. I love that phrase, by the way. I'm so into the Lions, and it's weird because I'm supposed to be a Bears guy, and we're talking to a Bears crowd here. But you have to be open-minded and look at the Lions as this is it. This is their year if there's ever going to be a year.
Yeah. I mean, the Hutchinson injury is huge. And they, you know, they're not there. they're not going to make a big deal at the trade deadline. I don't think Max Crosby's happening, Paul, because like, they're a smart team too. The Chiefs and the Patriots dynasties, they never made midseason trades for first round picks. They're going to find some marginal guy who's going to turn out to be good. They're drafting like gangbusters. Like every draft pick they make seems great. And I love Gibbs and Montgomery. I love Montgomery too. One thing about Goff is MVP. You know what I'm going to say about
him. Go ahead.
It's my famous quarterback take.
System. He's a system quarterback.
Yeah, I mean that's a thing. Like in reality, Goff is really good, but it's.
But you can win you could win the MVP by story, not ability. And if the Lions somehow are a one seed, and I just look at the MVP and I look at it almost like, you know, you and I have discussed the Heisman for years. It's sometimes best story. I don't think Mahomes can win the MVP, especially with his stats right now. Lamar Jackson, he's gotten his. I think he's off the board for a while. Josh Allen's right back in the thick of things. He doesn't have one. I think that's where it's almost like attrition, where there could be an opening and you're like, why not Jared Goff?
I just think that there's all of a sudden a lot of momentum. I noticed last night on social media, I noticed it earlier on social media, Lamar Jackson could win a third because it feels like when Manning won two before his first Super Bowl, I have a problem with it. I actually said on my show that they should not give him an MVP again until he gets to a Super Bowl. That's a level. And that's not even an insult. He's so good. He should be in the Super Bowl. So I'm down with you. I think there's a chance he could sneak in, Paul.
Andrew Perloff of Maggie and Perloff right here on Infinity Sports Network joining the tailgate 670 The Score. I'm Paul Papps. That's called a reset, McLovin. That is pure reset right there. Yeah, you're an expert at it.
I want to hear the segue that's coming up next. It's going to be
I have nothing. Actually, you're an Eagles guy. And the Eagles a year ago, a year and a half ago, were as popular of a team for a Super Bowl pick in the NFC as there is. They started slowly, but I still have a lot of faith in the talent on that roster. I'm going to talk to the Eagles fan. How frustrated or hopeful are you right now?
I am feeling very down.
Yeah.
I don't care if you beat the Giants 28-3. Mm-hmm. I want to see you against a good offense. I worry about the back seven tackling. There's nothing I hate worse than a team that won't tackle. Because it says to me you're not really all in. And they, if you get into that secondary, you can run wild. So I think the defense, when they face some really good teams, is going to fall apart. So that is my biggest concern. I think actually Jalen Hurts is a little over-criticized. I think people maybe set a bar that was too high for him. He's good at certain things, and he's especially good when he runs. But I worry about the defense. So I'm not high on them at all. I'm quite down on the ball.
I'm going to get to the AFC in a second. I had a question written for you when I knew we were going to do this interview earlier in the week. And I was like, could Tampa Bay be underrated and Baker Mayfield be underrated as a NFC Super Bowl favorite? And then the other night on Monday Night Football, they laid a big egg. Should I bail or should I stick with Tampa Bay?
You got to bail because of the injuries. Yeah. I was right with you. And I was thinking Baker for MVP. And I know you were thinking that too.
Yeah.
What a great story. But the Godwin injury was just a killer. And it doesn't seem like Evans can string together any help. How good are those unknown running backs? Bucky Irving is the man.
Bucky Irving, Oregon guy.
Yeah, the dream is done, Paul. The dream is done. We're not getting the
Bucs. I was feeling really good about them, not just the uniforms, but the team in general. All right, let's go to the AFC. This happens every year. Even though the Chiefs are 6-0, it's not a pretty 6-0. It's a defensive-led 6-0. Are you of the mindset where you just ignore what the Chiefs do in the regular season, and as long as they make the postseason, they're your favorite? Because that's my mindset.
Yeah, I had a preseason pick. I said no one's repeats. It hasn't happened, right? Something will happen. Injuries will happen. So I picked the Bengals. Oh man, do I want a mulligan. Paul, you give out mulligans. You're good with mulligans.
I think you should stick because look, the first month of the season for the Bengals was really rocky, but their offense was really great in some of those games. And some they could have been 4-2 or 2-4.
Definitely.
And I always look at you're a big wipe away September guy. I'm a big wipe away September guy because nothing in September ever lasts. I like kind of, you know, Thanksgiving reset, but I think you should stick with your Bengals pick.
Listen, their schedule is okay. There's a razor's edge. I worry about Baltimore. I honestly, knocking them out, I think it's going to be a Baltimore Chiefs AFC title game. That's not a hot take. The Chiefs keep saying, like, we don't care about the regular season. This is just warm up. And let's face it, they're beating the Raiders, the Chargers, and the Broncos. That is not impressive. They have some guaranteed wins on their schedule, so they can mess around. I wonder, this question for you, do you think they'll trade for a wide receiver before the deadline?
I think they will. I don't think it's going to be a big name. It might be one of those teams that's fallen apart and they just let their number two wide receiver go. We were talking the other day about, like, do the Rams look at Cooper Kupp and say, Let's give him to a contender for a third rounder because it's the back end of Cooper Kupp's career. I don't know. I think there's going to be some loyalty to a guy like Cooper Kupp. I don't know if there's those type of guys out there, but like, you know, Godwin's one of those guys who you'd want to trade for. Yeah. If somehow, you know, the guy I would love, and if it's too bad the Commanders don't stink, I'm a huge Terry McLaurin fan. He deserves to be on a contender for what at one point in his career.
Maybe he's got it now. Terry McLaurin might be the most liked by the media wide receiver there is. I don't know what it is about him. I've never heard anyone say a negative word.
He's the constant.
100%. Even when the Washington was terrible, he was out there giving full effort.
Yeah, he's like the constant for they keep churning through quarterbacks, Sam Howell. Yeah. And now they seem great at the quarterback position. But
my buddy Case Keenum threw to Terry. He nicknamed him Scary Terry. That was Case's doing. Because remember, Case somehow ended up in Washington for about half the season. The team was not good. Before Haskins. And he's like, man, this Ohio State kid is awesome.
I want to go back to the Ravens for a second because the national media, especially, you work in national media. This is a local show in Chicago. Yeah. The national media likes to, I think you know what's going to happen this year. There's going to be people who like the Ravens because of Derrick Henry and what they're doing this year. And then there's going to be the glut of the media that's going to say, I'm not buying into the Ravens again. I get burned. Is this year you go counter and say, this is the Ravens year?
Well, is it count? All right, let me ask you this.
The double against the grain.
No, but is there a third element? Because with Derrick Henry, I think that gives the media and myself an opportunity to say this is a different Ravens team because they have the closer, and therefore you can erase what happened before. So it's really a triple against the grain, which I don't even know where that leaves us.
So instead of a double negative, this is a triple negative. You're saying the media is going to rebound, pick the Ravens, and you say stick with the I don't buy into him.
I don't buy into it because here's the thing. It's going to be January or early February. I don't even know now. The Chiefs and the Ravens might meet up in the AFC title game. It is so hard for me to pick against Steve Spagnuolo and that Chiefs defense right now. Honestly, I think that is the most potent thing going in the AFC right now. So I'm sticking with the Chiefs.
All right. You're listening to Andrew Perloff, my buddy, longtime from the Dan Patrick Show, Maggie and Perloff on Infinity Sports Network. I'm Paul Papps. This is The Score. Pearl, for the people out there listening to the Tailgate Show, it's taking charge of Chicago. This show is like wildfire on. It's the best Saturday morning 7 a.m. show in all of Chicagoland. Tell people how often over the years of working with you, I would bother you with 85 Bears talk and Walter Payton talk.
In the years of working with you, I feel like, you know, since I left the Dan Patrick Show every day, I get two things. I get a running box score of your daughter's basketball skills, which are awesome. And I get random Walter Payton highlights at any time of day or night. I'll be asleep when my wife will be like, who's phoning you now? I'm like, oh, did you know that Walter Payton threw 9 touchdown passes? Here's a video clip from Paul of all 9.
But yeah. And the funny thing is, people may think you're making this up for radio bit, but it's really pretty true.
I wish it was a radio bit. I really do. I do want to brag about my one Chicago experience.
Please do.
I was at Walter Payton's Roundhouse in Aurora, Illinois.
Your street cred just went up.
Yeah, for a vow renewal. And guess what broke out at 10 o'clock at night? A massive 95-person brawl, which I was staying to the side of. So I witnessed a full Chicago brawl at Walter Payton's Roundhouse in Aurora, Illinois. And I was this is awesome.
I just got a recap, Perloff. You renewed your marriage vows.
No. It wasn't my. It was somebody else's.
Oh, I was just saying, you should have stuck with that because your street cred in Chicago would have gone through the roof. I would have gotten married at Walter Payton's Roundhouse restaurant if I could have.
Yeah, I don't think your wife would have gone for that.
No.
I generally am. I'm a little suspicious whenever I hear renewing vows. So I would never do that.
That does seem like an excuse to look at me, take more pictures, look at me. I've got money to have renewed vows.
But it was also an excuse to go to Walter Payton's Roundhouse in Aurora, Illinois. And the photos were spectacular. I don't think I knew you then. Otherwise, I would have dragged you with me.
Oh, that would have been an honor. All right. Before we wrap it up, talking to a lot of Bears fans right now. If you had to say best case scenario for this Bears team second half of the season is what?
Well, the schedule is good. I would say 11-6.
Wow.
Win a playoff game.
That would be like heaven. That would be like
yeah. Heaven. I mean, the issue, Paulie, is that division. That's what the only thing that makes me nervous. It really feels unfair. Like there are four. The NFC is pretty lame right now. You know, the NFC East is not great. The NFC South is all beat up, and the NFC West is very mediocre. It feels almost unfair. Can we realign midseason? I don't know if you have the power to do this.
Actually, I'm going to stick with what you picked because all the Bears fans love you right now. Pearl, it was great to have you on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon, Paul.
That was fun to have my boy Pearl on the show. You know, he's not much of a Chicago guy. He doesn't know pizza. He eats that East Coast stuff that's way too like floppy. And I don't want to get into it. Bothersome. I had to eat New York pizza for a long time. And there are some good stuff, but it's not the stuff we love. All right. Homage.com. Use Homage.com to get all your Bears gear. Use Tailgate for 15% off your first order. Great sponsor of the Tailgate on 670 The Score. That's HOMAGE.com. Pay homage. Up next, our Pub and Grub of the Week. My Bears Commanders prediction. I know you're waiting for that. And the Bears fan morale meter. That's next. This is the Tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst. 670 The Score. Welcome back to the last segment of the Tailgate. 670 The Score. I'm Paul Pabst. We need another hour. Great day of college football coming up today. Bears, Commanders tomorrow. We're going to get to that, the picks in a little bit. But today, Saturday, United Center. Tune in today, 4 to 6:45 for a special edition of Bernstein, Harris, and Rahimi live from the United Center before the Bulls home opener against the Thunder. Thunder are good. All that can be heard on The Score. They're going to have guests. They'll have people in studio. It's going to be great. They'll get you ready for the Bulls. Very interested to see what the Bulls do this year. Are there going to be trades? Zach Levine. Are there going to be moves? What's going to happen? It's going to be very interesting to see how the new players shake out. Also want to see the Thunder. They could look like a pretty good team. Pub and Grub of the Week. We do this every week on the Tailgate. It's a place where you can go get some grub, go get some pints, and watch sports, especially the Bears and some college football. I'm going to go to one that I know. This is down in the south suburbs in one of my old haunts, Lassen's Tap in Homewood, Illinois, 183rd Street. This place has been there a long time. People from Bloom High School, Homewood Flossmoor High School, Marion Catholic High School, my spot, stopped there for decades now, ordered the hangover fries over the hangover burger. It's self-explanatory what those are. Lassen's Tap in Homewood, that's my pub and grub of the week. I love that place, been going to it for years. Before I get to the morale meter, before I get to the Bears prediction, I want to look a little bit at the NFL. We're kind of in that one third of the season is over. It's week eight. It goes too fast. I'm going to go real quick with the AFC. Bills are looking great at 5-2. The Dolphins are 2-4, but they get Tua back. I want to get back to that in a second. The Jets are on life support. They are basically in playoff mode. And the Patriots are really not a factor. They got Drake May. The Baltimore Ravens, after a slow start, have won 5 in a row and look fantastic. The pickup of Derrick Henry, I don't think I saw it being this good for them. I didn't realize their offensive line would open those holes for him. And it's funny, Derrick Henry, he averages like 5 yards in the first half and 5.9 in the fourth quarter. Guys get tired. They don't want to tackle him. I wouldn't. Pittsburgh Steelers, 5-2. Russell Wilson started slow last week, but man, did he turn it on in the second half. So the Steelers are very interesting at 5-2. And Justin Fields is going to get a lot of credit for keeping them alive when, you know, Russell wasn't out with that calf injury. Cincinnati Bengals, I wouldn't say it's as bad as the Jets, but they're in playoff mode. The Browns at 1-6, they may be the worst team in the entire league. Not so much like how bad or good they are, but the future of that team with Deshaun Watson. He's injured now. He's out. He's expensive. He's guaranteed. He's got lots of baggage on and off the field. I couldn't imagine being a Browns fan. The Texans are 5-2, looking good. Not maybe as good as people thought. The Colts are in it. Jacksonville Jaguars, 2-5, not a factor. Tennessee Titans, not a factor. The Chiefs are doing it again at 6-0. I mean, they don't go away. You know, last year in the regular season, I think they won 10 games. They started out 6-1 and they tanked off a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. Real quick with the NFC, Washington Commanders at 5-2, Philadelphia Eagles 4-2. Eagles are cleaning up their act a little bit, won 2 in a row. Cowboys are really in flux. The defense is nothing. They don't do anything on defense. Detroit Lions look great. Well, we always talk about the NFC North, so we can bypass that. We did that earlier. The NFC South, someone's got to win. It really looks like Falcons or Bucks, even though the Saints had a good September. They're out of it at 2-5. Then the NFC West, Seahawks 4-3, Cardinals 3-4, Rams 3-4, Niners 3-4. I have no idea who's going to win that division. The Niners are in last place, but they could win. The Seahawks, I don't know who loves them, but they're a pretty decent team. The Rams got Puka Nacua, wide receiver back, and Cooper Kupp back. They looked really good the other night against the Vikings. So that's a team to keep an eye on maybe a month from now. It's time for the Bears morale meter. I call it how's morale. I had it at even 8 the week before the game against Jacksonville because the Carolina game was, you know, made things feel better. But the game against Jacksonville was like a clean, beautiful win, 35 points. Could have been 5 touchdowns for Caleb Williams. I'm going to set it at a bloated 8.6 level for morale. Bears had a bye week. I listen to the Score every morning when I'm driving to work at the Dan Patrick Show. I'm listening to Mullion Hall every morning. And there was a point last week where they looked at each other like, what did we talk about with the Bears? Because all is well. So that's a really good sign. A lot of Cubs talk, a lot of White Sox talk. Hopefully they don't move. A lot of Bulls talk. But all the talk about the Bears, nothing but good. The Bears game prediction, this is a real game. This is not a pushover team. This is not the Jaguars. This is not Carolina. Indianapolis was not that good. Houston was legit. I think this is one of the better teams the Bears will play all year. We don't know if it's Daniels or Mariota. I don't think it really matters too much because you got a banged up better quarterback or a healthy backup who's played a lot of football. I could see the Bears defense giving the Commanders offense a hard time all day. I keep saying it, preaching it. The defensive line is overachieved. The defensive backfield for the Bears is as good as anybody in football. The one concern I have, and I don't know if it's getting enough coverage, is Jaquan Brisker's health. I haven't read a lot of details about what's going on there with the concussion, but hopefully that's okay. You know, like I said, I didn't like the bye week for the Bears. Of course, hey, we want a bye week. Everybody wants a bye week. I would have loved to have played the Washington game right after the Jacksonville game, the way the Bears offense was rolling. I'm going Bears 27-24, and I'll even give you a game-winning field goal on the final drive by the Bears. That's about as good as it gets. Man, what a big weekend of football ahead. It's fall, chilly. You get some chili made ready for you. And that's the tailgate for this week. We're entering the middle third of the season, Bears fans. Gone are the excuses for shaky play and questionable coaching. That was September. September's over. I don't even remember September. The training wheels are off for this team. The NFC North games are just ahead. Everyone in the NFC is above 500. It's on a tee, but it's not going to be given to you. You got to stack a few more wins against Washington, Arizona, New England, and Green Bay to be in that wild card picture towards the end of the year. But that's how you end up playing in January. So enjoy the football. Make yourself a pot of chili. Try not to use too many beans, if you use beans at all. Bust out the flannel shirts. Watch some football. Stay up late watching college football. Keep an eye on the Illini. This is the tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.